Tappers, what's going on? It is Tuesday, March 19th. Charlie here with you. Do you ever have that feeling where you gotta get up early for something? Whatever it may be. Could be a train ride. It could be early gym sesh, whatever it may be. And you just cannot, you do not seem tired. I also had a built energy bar, or not an energy bar, but a built protein bar at like 11 tonight, and I'm pretty sure that's why I'm like still wired up. First of all, if you want like a healthy dessert, Built bars are fantastic. They are not a sponsor. They could be. They do give off like deals, so I should tell Built that I did a read for them. But basically, they are these great little bars. They basically like a healthy Three Musketeers. Think of it that way. All different types of flavors. They're really good frozen. Would recommend it 100% if you are looking for a healthy dessert. Drop me a line. I'll send you a link. I'm sure they have a refer-a-friend deal where I can make more money. I fucking love them. I eat them all the time. They're a great dessert option. Anyways, now that is out of the way, I'm going to kind of do something different here tonight. We're going to talk about kind of the guide to March Madness. So I feel like there are so many people who love March Madness. I know you guys can join our bracket pool, SwingTapWI. We got 18 people in first day. That's a good start. That's a healthy start. I think we ended up with 50 last year on the nuts. So trying to beat that number as always, trying to beat the metrics. Happy to have you if you join. SwingTapWI is the password. If you need me to email you the link, I'm more than happy to send that out for you. This all being said, I don't think that everyone has a strategy going into the March Madness weekend. I think so many people just know that their game's on all the time. They know that they want to watch these games, but they don't know how. They forgot to take off of work and everything like that. So I get it. So I'm here to give you a few tips and tricks, things that I've learned throughout the years. I infamously in high school skipped fake sick for half a day and came home early and then took Friday off because I wanted to watch March Madness. My mom was not happy with me, but whatever. It's fucking high school. Anyways, moving on. So here's tip number one. Number one is a real easy one. Take 2 days off. Now, listen. I understand that PTO is tight in some places. You probably can't take 2 days off. It might not allow for it, so you may have to suck it up. I get it. That happens a lot of places, and a lot of places won't let you take PTO off this late. You're probably too late to take PTO off. So if you were some of the kings and queens who took 2 days off, bless your heart. You're the smart ones. You're just like me. You're taking 2 days off. It is beautiful. It's full days of basketball. You have no rules. It feels like you live in this lawless society where all you do is watch basketball and say reckless things on Twitter. If you can't do the 1 day off is not bad. Like, at least get Friday under your belt. I think the Friday off is always a sneaky move because you can go out Thursday night, have a bunch of beers with your friends, get wicked loaded, watching basketball. And God knows I've gotten way too drunk on the Thursday of March Madness. Then Friday, you can wake up kind of slightly hungover, but you still get to watch all the games and you don't have to worry about going into work the next day. It's a perfect combination. With the way, now, say you can't do either of that. All right, I get it. You didn't take off. You're like, fuck, but Marquette and Wisconsin are playing. So Marquette and Wisconsin weirdly play at the same time, 3:30. One plays Thursday, one plays Friday. If you like both teams, if you're a weirdo like that, no judges, I just think you're kind of a fucking weirdo. But if you are that, the play is to go watch Wisconsin. Even though the game is going to be brutal. It is going to be like watching two old people. I've used the old people fuck line. What is it going to be like? It's going to be like watching two turtles race. Very boring game. The over-under, I think, set at 118 right now. which I have this weird thing where if I see an over-under under 120, I like have to take the over. It's like a reflex. So we'll see if I actually do that. I've been ice cold in gambling, by the way. Just absolutely freezing. I had my first positive day in a long time Monday night. So if you hear any picks from me, just fade the fuck out of me. I'm dropping that for a few of our guys who are big gamblers. They will appreciate that. Anyways, if you were to go early, it's Wisconsin because it's Friday. It's a Friday afternoon. What better thing? If you're, to be honest, I'm going to say a true thing here. If your boss doesn't give you the Friday afternoon off with the Badgers playing, he or she is a fucking loser. Like, this game's at 3:30 on a Friday. Weather's going to be warming up. I think it's going to get up to 50 on Friday, 54 on Saturday. Like, get the fuck out of the office. Like, there is no reason anybody should be in the office past 3:30 on Friday. They should easily let everybody leave. And also, too, like, people all think everyone's a Badger fan. I fucking hate it. Everyone, no, heaven forbid, people are actually Marquette fans. Anyways, if you, like I said, both teams, the move for Marquette on Thursday would be to do the halftime. So Marquette plays at 3:30, stream the first half at the Cube, then the game 4:20, go find a bar to go hang out at for the second half, right around your office. Should be a decent amount of Marquette fans there. Now, if you have to watch at work, so second screen is always clutch. If you have a second screen, go there. If you're working for a financial institution like your boy did, you kind of are blocked. So then it's just your phone. It was really hard to watch March Madness working at a financial institution. I went from at a certain magazine, I was able to easily watch. I watched Ryder Cup, I watched March Madness. It was very simple. Then I got into that financial world and I was like, there is no fucking way I can watch any of this stuff. So I'd have to tune in when things were going crazy and just go into my phone. But the real, like, the way to do it at the office, if you have the ability, if you have a pretty secluded area, is you're able to, like, listen to music on your phone or podcast, maybe this podcast, and then you have the game on your second screen on mute, and you have your work on your main screen. Because I'll tell you what, like, you will actually get work done. You'll be productive. You might not be paying attention to the game, but you'll look over, you'll, like, it's on, and then in that last 4 minutes, you have to lock it on. Also, too, the March Madness app is a great addition for work days and for other people who are not working, but it's perfect for close games. So, you know, if you really cannot, like, put up a second screen, or you work at, like, a financial institution, like, that is a great tool, because they always tell you when games are kind of close, so you can know to dial it in and go to your phone. The streaming services are pretty good. I believe you need a cable provider, but most people have a password that they use. If you don't, just ask your parents, or do the really nice thing to tell your parents, like, hey, let me set up your cable password for you. If your parents aren't technically savvy. I know a lot of parents nowadays are technically savvy. Mine are not. Mine were not, so I set up my cable password. And I still have a cable at home, yet I use my parents' shit because I just remember that password. It's pretty genius if I don't say so myself. Anyways, I did want to know, like, and please reach out. Like, do bosses, like, care about watching sport? Like, watching March Madness at work. Sports, a little different. But, like, I feel like, you know, any sort of boss, man, woman, like, understands, like, this week, at the end of the week, is just a mail-in city. Like, I cannot imagine anyone is really like, oh my God, we have this due, we have that due. It's usually the middle of the month, like, nothing's really going on. Like, I cannot imagine some boss being like, no, you can't really watch this, like, no March Madness. Those people are the devil. And as Big Cat said, I'm part of my take on Monday, like, you should just try to get fired. Like, you just shouldn't show up if that's your boss. Like, oh my God, that would make my skin crawl as a sports fan. The last couple tips I have for you. One, plan your lunch accordingly. So if you're going to go out to lunch for the March Madness, whether it's Thursday, Friday, that's also too, you could do like a team thing. You could tell like your boss, like, hey, why don't we have everybody go out and watch the basketball games this afternoon? Like have a team lunch. And he or she's like, great idea. And then before you know it, you're at the bar the entire afternoon and you're drinking and gambling. I haven't seen it actually happen, but that sounds like something that could easily happen with the right kind of boss. But I would plan that accordingly. So do not do an early lunch. Don't be like, we have to get there at 11:15. Amateur hour city. Get there around like 12:40. I think that's when the third game or a set third. Yeah, that's when the third game will tip off. You'll get then the 1:10 start coming on hot. The 11:15 game should be wrapping up. If you have a hard stop, if you're like, I gotta get back in a half an hour, I gotta get back in a full hour, you have a chance to get to that 1:15 game. So I that's where I would go. That's when I would have lunch, around like 12:45. And also too, whether you do it Friday or Saturday, you can do both days. I then think you have to stagger a little bit. I think then you do one at 12:45. You maybe do the other one at 11:45. You bite the bullet. Pick which one has the better morning slate where you want to watch all the games. Also, too, this is a careful FYI for us with girlfriends and boyfriends. If your boyfriend doesn't, it's be wild if your boyfriend doesn't watch March Madness. But hey, you know, I'm not here to judge. You can still do stuff on the weekends. Like, there's a common misconception about March Madness, and it kind of pisses me off. It pisses me off. It's pissed me off since like I've been a youngster. I hate the fact that we only get one game to start the Saturday Sunday slate. Like, we only get one game, then we get two. I think on Sunday you get two games in the afternoon. On Saturday you only get one. It's literally a doubleheader, and then you get all the late afternoon games for your liking. Now that can work to your advantage, I will say, if you get a late game, like a late afternoon game, like if Marquette advances and they get a late afternoon Saturday game, that's like bar watch city, man. That's perfect. So anyways, those are some tips. If you have any that I missed, you know, feel free to hit me up, StoneTapWI. In terms of a snack spread situation, you know, I'm always big on nachos. I don't know why. Nachos to me feel like a great snack, something that it holds for a little while. You can eat for a while. You throw something in the crock pot maybe just to have something maybe start overnight, and then you have pulled pork sammies ready to go for your 11 o'clock. I don't know what my spread will be. I went grocery shopping today and have had, you know, I don't know. I didn't really buy anything. I kind of did a shitty job of prepping for March Madness. I feel like I'm going to have to be like, I'm going to need to go back to the store on Thursday morning and sort of load up on what I want. But see, I kind of need to eat healthy because I'm kind of fat. So that's a problem. That's another like low-key tip. You don't want to come in fat to March Madness. I've came in fat to March Madness, and that is a fundamental problem because all I'm going to be doing is eating and drinking. I mean, it's just, it's how it goes. That's another thing. Make sure, last tip, I promise we're going to talk about other stuff. Last tip, if you are going to kind of drink kind of casually all day, make sure you have some like lighter-ish craft beers or just light beer to sip on during the early part of the day. Like, you don't want to be going heavy on the beers at the 11 o'clock slate. You just want to kind of ease your way into it. So you're like a nice kind of solid drunk by the night slate. You're not necessarily drunk, but you're not necessarily sober. You're kind of that perfect happy medium. All right, let's cover a few other topics before we ride out here. Should mention, we are going to do the March Madness viewing guide Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. we'll be ranking all the games from a viewership standpoint. Really good, too, for those who are at work who can't watch, or for those who maybe just have one TV going, maybe a TV and a tablet, something like that. You'll know which are the sort of premier games to watch. All right, moving on to the NFL. Bashar Breeland, no longer a Green Bay Packer. He signs with Kansas City Chiefs. I think this is a big loss. I know some people were like, it's not that big. I don't know. I just think that Breeland was a great insurance policy if Kevin King got hurt. I thought he played pretty well. I didn't think there were any real complaints with Breeland in year one. He signs a one-year deal with Kansas City worth $5 million. I wonder if Green Bay had a similar offer, but Kansas City gives him the chance to start and maybe a better chance for a Super Bowl ring, as much as that pains me to say it. Breeland goes to the Chiefs. There's some weird rumors right now from Tom Silverstein about the Packers mismanaging their cap. I don't know how much I want to believe that. And it's not because I don't trust Tom Silverstein. Like, he's a legend in the game, but like, Russ Ball is also a legend in the game. Like, you don't think Russ Ball has a handle on how this goes? I feel like this is like massive speculation. But yeah, Breeland, I think, is a loss. I don't know if the Packers can survive with the corners they have right now. I think getting a veteran in there, whether it's at corner or safety, is probably the right move. I do not think getting a youthful safeties with Devon House got cut, but Tremont Williams and company would be a good idea. I think you need to add one more guy to that mix. As for the Bucks, they also let some guys go. They let Christian Wood go. It really sucks. You hate to see it. Not like sarcastically hate to see it. You actually hate to see it. It's rough. It sucks. Wood hopefully will catch on with our team. I'm sure some of the bottom feeders of the NBA will be chomping at the bit. Could be a very good move for a team like the Bulls, maybe even the Knicks. Knicks have Mitchell Robinson, but still, not bad move by the Knicks if they were to bring in Wood. But we'll see where Christian ends up. Tim Frazier will be now the last player on the Bucks bench. Frazier gives the point guards much needed relief with the Malcolm Brogdon injury. I don't think Tim Frazier is that good, but it does give the team another guard if needed. I know that Frazier is not the most popular pick, but if you don't like Tim Frazier, I really ask you to pick your favorite guard that's out there. Guess what? You want Swaggy P? You can't have J.R. Smith. He's under contract still. Like, who do you want? Like, there is really, it's very sparse out there. So I'm fine with Tim Frazier. I'm fine with that move by the Milwaukee Bucks to take on the Lakers tonight. Time permitting, Mitch and I will do a podcast. We'll talk about the bracket that we created. We'll look at who is Mitch Ross's annual Kiss of Death team. We'll explain that for the new listeners, as well as talk about concerns over Malcolm Brogdon, any Brewer spring training headline, and look at what the Packers have done, thus what grade you'd give the Packers free agency. So we have a lot to talk about tomorrow if Mitch and I can get it done. If for some reason the time prevents us, I will probably do a solo Tapping the Keg and see if I can go like 30, 35 minutes when I get back from Chicago. All right, take care, guys. Have yourself a great Tuesday. We'll catch you tomorrow. See you.